Good day, guys. I welcome you from wherever you're listening. Europe, Asia, wherever you're welcome. And then welcome to today's episode on the Ultramite podcast. And the interesting part about today is I won't be the only one handling the topic we're having today, but then we're also having a guest in the person of Eyomachi, an Igbo girl, someone who would trash out or bring justice to our podcast topic for today, or our podcast episode for today. So, but before we go into what we have today, before inviting her up to speak on today's episode, I would want to say thank you so much to my supporters, those who have been supporting us out there. Thank you so much. I can see your work from here, and God bless you so richly from you. God bless you so well. And then we just started the Facebook audio space, so I would urge you guys to join in. And then our podcast episodes would also be available on our normal platforms, like on the normal platforms where you listen to them. Would also be posting them there, because we have more traffic there. We just added the Facebook audio record, or the Facebook audio space. So I would really urge you guys to also listen, go to our other platform, listen on there, like, subscribe, share to someone. Like, as I would always say, this podcast might not be for you, but someone else out there needs to hear us. We're going to welcome Eyomachi right now, and then she would bring justice to our episode of today. And after she's done, I would also shed light or bring my thoughts or say one or two things regarding to today's episode. So over to you, Eyomachi. You have the mic now.
Hello, guys. Good evening. My name is Eyomachi Biba, and I'm going to be speaking on the topic, what is love without flaws? Okay, so first of all, I would love to welcome you to this podcast, and thank you so much for you being here. It's an honor to have you here with me doing this. And I'd also love to say a big thank you to Mr. Mike for giving me the opportunity and the platform to air my view on this topic. All right, so I'm just going to dive into what we have, and I'll be sure not to take too much of your time. Love is not about finding someone who is flawless, but rather love is about finding someone who has the flaws that you can accept, that you can accommodate, and that you can equally love. As we all know, everyone has a flaw. Nobody in this life is perfect. Nobody in this life is flawless. Each and every one of us has that thing that we are not doing right. We all have our weaknesses. We all have that thing that even we ourselves, we know that this thing that we're doing, it's not perfectly okay. So these are what we consider as our flaws. And love is all about loving someone, loving that side of that person that seems perfect, and loving the imperfect side of someone. Loving someone 360 degrees, just like a full circle. That means when I accept your good side, I also have to accept your bad side. So that's simply what loving someone's flaws is all about. It's about embracing their imperfection and recognizing that it's their imperfections and their flaws that make them human. One thing is that flaws are inevitable. They are the inevitable part of the human experience. And they can manifest in many different ways, such as jealousy, insecurity, or lack of communication. These flaws can create tension within a relationship, but they can also be a catalyst for growth, learning, and ultimately a deep and a more fulfilling, loving relationship. At this point, I'd love to point out that if someone says that he or she loves you or loves someone that you know, and that person only loves the good part of that person, then that is not love. I don't know what I should call that. I suppose I should call that infatuation or lust, but that's definitely not love. If you can recall, when we are trying to take wedding vows in church, they are going to say, do you take this person for better and for worse? So sometimes for that worse, the worst part may be the things that life threw at us. Maybe something like, maybe the person was rich before and then the person suddenly went from grace to grass all of a sudden. Well, these are the kind of things that life throws at us that we do not have a control over. And there's also a worse part of the person, where maybe the person is someone who gets jealous easily. And we mostly see this in cases of men. Maybe the person tells you that, I don't like it when you smile with guys. It's going to give them the avenue to ask you out. I don't like this, your friend. He's always too nice to you and things like that. So for some people, their flaw might be insecurity. For some people, their flaw might be that they do not communicate enough. They don't know how to handle relationship, but they do love you, but they just don't know how to communicate enough. For some people, it might be anger issues. Not a lot of anger issues though, you know, just normal anger issues. Not the anger issues that leads to domestic violence, because you most definitely shouldn't be with such a person. So every one of us, we have this flow, and they come in different ways for different people. So when you discover the flaw that this person has, you just have to love every single thing about that person, and you have to also learn how to deal with it. And you also have to teach them how to also overcome, or how to get rid of that flaw that they have. That's also part of loving someone and loving their flaws. If it's something that they can work on, then you also have to help them work towards getting rid of it. I ran a calling service company, and one time I called a woman's husband. And when I was done telling him all the wife had to say, he said something that touched my heart, which kind of led to this topic. He said that their marriage is not perfect, that their marriage is filled with a lot of things, good things, bad things, that he wants to thank the wife for loving everything about him, even the sides that we know that he's not doing the right thing, but she still accommodates him. And I thought to myself, this is what love is truly about. Love is not always, it's not about when it's rosy. You know, sometimes life can be rosy and sweet and all of that. And then when life goes so, you're not in love again. That's not love. You just have to be with that person. You have to be with that person in and out. Whatever the situation or the outcome of the circumstances is, you still have to love that person. That is loving someone. Because without flaw, without the bad sides of people, or without the imperfect side of people, love does not exist. You cannot only love the good part of someone. You have to love both the good part and the bad part. You have to accept them as they are. If you don't accept, you can't accept maybe 70% of their good side and then be like, this 30 that is not good, I don't want it. No. If you're truly in love with someone, you have to love them and love every single thing about them, including their imperfections. So to conclude this, I would love to say that without flaws, love will be a shallow and a superficial emotion. It is the struggle and the challenges that we face in a relationship that truly test the strength of our love. By working through these challenges together, we can build a deeper and a more meaningful connection. You know, it's so for some people, maybe when they're getting married, at a point in time they start shedding tears, and when you ask them why crying, they say that they're shedding tears of joy. Maybe at some point in time they would remember everything that they have been through with that partner. They remember the good things they have been through together. They remember the bad and the tough times that they have seen together. And in the end, they are still there, they are still victorious, and they are getting married. And you know, the flaws of people actually make you connect with them. You get to know them for who they truly are, because who they truly are mostly these their flaws. It's not those good parts of them that you're seeing. And when you know that you can accommodate someone for what and who they truly are, then you are most definitely in love with that person. But if you love this person today and tomorrow when this person shows you this other side of him, you're like, I'm no longer interested, I don't want to gain, or you have changed and all of that, then you should definitely look for someone else because you're not in love with that person. So to conclude this topic, I'd love to say that for every single love that is existing in this world, there are flaws in them. There's no perfect marriage. Every marriage in this world has flaws. Everyone in this world has flaws. And every love story that we have heard, Romeo and Juliet, Jack and Rose, all of these love stories that we know, they also have flaws. So it is impossible for love to exist without flaws. So if you love someone, you just have to know every single thing about them. If you've listened to this point, I'd love to say a big thank you to you. Thank you so much for listening to this point, and do have a lovely evening, and thank you for joining us. Have a nice day.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Inyamachi. That was a very nice one from you. Yeah, that was a very, 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 very nice one from you. I think you've done enough justice to our episode for today. But before that, we bring today's episode to an end, I would just like to say a few things, to us before we bring today's episode to an end. Love is an intense feeling of deep affection between two persons. It's an intense feeling of deep affection between two persons. Really, one person cannot stay without the other person for too long, because surely you're going to miss, one person has to miss one person. So that was just how it is. And then, talking about today's episode, which is what is love without flaws, I've given us the definition of love, and then we know flaws as a blemish or imperfection in a person. It's just like a mark, you understand, a negative mark, a blemish or other imperfection within a person or a substance. So at least with these two definitions, with the definition we've gotten from love and the definition we've gotten from flaws, we already know what we're talking about. And then Eyomachi already, made justice and clarified everything before now. I'm just trying to chip in on the two things before ending today's episode. And now, one thing I would want us to know is every woman is a project in a man's life, and every man is a project in a woman's, and take note, every woman is a project in a man's life or in a man's, or in that relationship where you find yourself. You should know you're a project. The opposite person should know you're a project to him or to her. You get what I'm saying? So everyone is a project to a man, and every man is a project to a woman. You understand? So now, a project, you just don't wake up one day and then the project stands. You start from the scratch. You start from the scratch to build up a project. And then during the build up, or during the creation of that project, you're going to face challenges. Surely we're all going to face it. You're going to face it as you trying to put up the project, you're going to face challenges. So now, a woman being a project in your life, you know you have a lot of work to do. Plenty work to do. You getting quick to anger, that one should be off. Shouting at little things, or shouting at when she does little things, should be off. You treat her nicely. You treat her nicely. You try to know what's wrong when she's not in the mood where she would always be. In that happy mood where she would always find herself. Understand what I'm trying to say? So everyone is a project in your life. That's what you should know. If you would still need more clarification and explanation to this, you could just chat us up, and then we're going to explain and clarify you on this quote we made here: everyone is a man's project, or every man is a woman's project. But then it's self-explanatory, it explains itself already. And then Eyomachi said nobody is perfect. Yeah, which is true. Nobody is perfect. No man, no woman, no guy, no lady on earth is perfect at all. So you shouldn't judge, or you take on your babe when she does, or your girlfriend rather, when she does things or the flaws in her begin to take a larger part of her. You understand? You shouldn't just take up on her or take on and, you know, start shouting or giving the attitude. Yeah, flaws surely must come, because doubt it's inevitable. We can't evict it. It must come. We are all human beings. Nobody is perfect, because we're all humans, and I believe we're all working to perfection. Yeah, I believe so. So what I'm trying to say is, no man, no woman, no girl, no boy, a child, nobody's perfect. So the flaws should come, but how you undo these flaws matters. How you undo these flaws matters. You don't jump into conclusion. It's out of it. You don't jump into conclusions. And you know, when you're angry due to the flaws taking a larger part of your partner or your spouse, when you're angry at that point, don't allow your anger also take a larger part of you. There are many ways, better ways, things could be done and settled, instead of allowing the anger or the negative or bad side of you take, you know, charge, full charge over you. It's strong. But before we go, you know, before we finally drop off the mic for today's episode, I would like to say this thing. I saw it somewhere. I saw this, it's just like a very short story or something. I'll call it a very short story. You know, I saw it on a friend's status. He posted it, actually. And then what I saw in the, on the status that day, you know, the quote said, "Love is like a house. Love is like a house." And you know, in a house, we have plenty appliances, plenty devices, you know, appliances that help make life easy. Take notes. Appliances, those appliances help make life what easy. But then when I read on, and you know, just read down, I was going down, and then I got to a point where I saw the appliances that are meant for making life easy, at the same time, most times you get electrocuted. That is when we say shock. Like, this one shocked me. I'm trying to use our normal Nigerian language for Nigerian people that might not understand what I'm trying to say. So most times those appliances that are meant to make life easy for you just to shock you or electrocute you. But what, they are meant for making life easy, so how come, why is it shocking me? Like, why? You get? So that's what I'm trying to explain to you. But you can't run away from the house because one of the appliances that was made to make life easy electrocuted you. No, what you should do is what, you try to fix it up and make sure it doesn't repeat itself again. So that's just how love is. In the game of love, yeah, your partner is like your house. She's meant to give you happiness. She's meant to give you joy. You know, she's meant to bring, you know, good things. Just when you see her, you just get excited. You can't even explain the excitement. But then, at the same time, you should know it has its flaws. Yeah, love has its flaws. There are some times when she would do things the way you don't want her to do it, or he would do things the way you don't want him to do it. At that point, you just have to move on and forgive each other. That's just it. So I think this, you know, this short story I just said should explain everything better. It should explain everything better. So, but before I go, I'd just like to say this. If you're in a relationship at the moment, and you know you're not happy there, you've tried, it's not working, I would advise you, you know, quietly pack your bag. Yeah. If you're in a relationship, you've tried severally, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, it's not working, I'd advise you to quietly pack your bag and leave such relationship. Or if you're a guy and you feel like you don't like this girl anymore, why don't you tell her? Yeah, I feel like it's better you tell her, so you don't keep her waiting and you waste her time. And then, like, because she's trying to stay with you, to make life with you, and then she miss out on her right man because she's trying to make life with you, or he's trying to make life with you, and then he misses out on his right to man. If you know you're not okay in the relationship, it's simple. Open up, talk. Say it to your partner. It's better that way than you guys staying and joking with each other's emotion. And at the end of the day, you know, the both of you just you just miss out. You miss out on everything. So that's just a very, that's just a, would I say, brotherly advice or sisterly advice or my candid advice to us all. So thank you so much for staying with us. Thank you so much. I appreciate. And then, Iyemachi, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. God bless us all. Stay safe. Bye.